child of the night. Carol strolled along the left bank of Bordeaux's River Garonne. It was quiet here, with no one to interrupt her thoughts. Now, looking backward, she realized she should have known right from the start that Rob was unfaithful. Always the last to know, she thought, aware again of just how saturated with bitterness she had become. She heard a sound and turned. The path was empty. Great nerves, she told herself. This is what happens when you're used to being part of a couple. You're afraid to be alone. But that wasn't it. More, she wanted to be alone now. Since the divorce, the aching had become a sort of friend, an ally she refused to part with. A sound, like a pebble kicked. Carol turned. It's probably a cat. The path sloped down through a dark tunnel. Halfway, suddenly she heard a rustling. "Who's there?" she called out. She was as close to where she would exit as to where she had entered. She stepped forward, the echo of a step behind. The thud of her heart filled her ears. She moved fast, racing towards the far end of the tunnel, all the while looking behind her. Wham! She hit a solid object and screamed, staring into the face of the man from the cafe. "You!" she cried, frightened and angry, backing away from him. She regained her equilibrium quickly. "Who the hell do you think you are following me? I should report you to the police." His lips curled into a humorless grin. Furious, she tried to pass, but he caught her arm. "Let me go or I'll scream." "Go ahead if you like sound effects. I do." She swung out with her shoulder bag and tried to knee him in the groin. His eyes glowed with amusement. His lips parted briefly, long enough for her subconscious to record something strange. A warning flooded her body as a wave of fear broke over her. "Help!" A man at least 60 came out of nowhere and fought her assailant. The older man was no match for the younger. Almost immediately he cried out and then collapsed. In the chilling silence, the man who had called himself André positioned the old man so that his head was bent and his throat exposed. When he opened his mouth, a flash of light glinted off dagger-sharp incisors. His lips met the exposed flesh in a kiss that seemed almost erotic. At the same moment, his eyes locked onto Carol's. A survival instinct kicked in. She turned and ran, screaming.